Before we pray, let's read some biblical verses for mutual encouragement. Please turn to James chapter 4, verse 14. James chapter 4, verse 14. James chapter 4, verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. The author of the book of James is James, and he asks a question, what is life? Yesterday we have a testimony concerning Brother Elliot. He was only 14 years old. I was over there in his funeral service. So when Brother testified about his younger brother, that kind of view, that kind of memory come back to my mind. I still remember he lying down over there in a coffin. Glasses was on his face. His skin is a little bit dark, maybe because of lost too much blood. I look at him, I cannot recognize him because so lifeless. And I tell myself that this is only his flesh, his body. His soul is not here anymore. One day, the soul will come back into this body and it will transform into a spiritual body. And when we hear this kind of situation, or when we join a funeral service, we all like to ponder again, what is life? What is life? According to James chapter 4, it tells us that lifespan is very short. It is like a vapor. In Chinese version, it says like a cloud or like fog. If you ever been to Pacifica Church, you know what does it talk about concerning fogs, right? Because it's a very foggy place. In the fog, sometimes it feels very beautiful. But it is a little sad sometimes because it comes and it goes. So fog or clouds is very unpredictable. Short and unpredictable. Life is the same thing. Recently you hear there's a news in Santa Cruz. There was an old gentleman driving his Cadillac, I think, right? Driving the Cadillac, hit the farm market like he was driving on the highway. About 10 people died, right? And some of them was there for their honeymoon. You will never know what's going on. You were there buying some vegetables, farming products, and boom, there's a guy. I guess he was not crazy. Just drive over and hit people, every one of them. A lot of time we think that we can live for a long time. We think about we can graduate one day. We can, you know, have a job, have a spouse, have a career. But the Bible says that, hey, you never know. If it is the willing of God, we can do this and we can do that. But we never predict about life. Everybody is pursuing for achievement in this life. We want to be successful. But what does the Bible talk about? The glory of life. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 6. Isaiah 46. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flowers of the field, 7. And the grass withered, the flower fades. Because the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withered, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord stands forever. What is the glory of this life? The Bible here says that human beings' glory is loveliness. It's like the flowers and the grass. Life is fragile like grass, and its beauty is like flowers. You are in your most beautiful age right now, I guess. You are, sisters, like a flower, blooming flower, almost to his fullness. Brother, it's the same thing. You are full of energy, beautiful. But one day, it will all look like your grandma. It is true. One day, I went to visit a one-year-old lady, and there's a photo in his house. Look like a movie star's. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. And they told me that this is the 100 years old ladies over there. I said, what? How could it be? There is no comparison at all. Our glories, our loveliness, one day it's going to fade away. You achieve something. It's like, you know, you have some glories. But guess what? The Bible says generation comes and generation goes. Nobody is going to remember what was in the past, the past generation. If you go to Golden Gate Bridge, I bet some of you go when you went to Pacifica Church. There's a statue over there. That was the guy who built up that wonderful Golden Gate Bridge. You look at him. Hey, who is this guy? Brief description about his life, his achievement. You still do not know who is this guy. His glory fade away. When you go home in your daily life, you never remember of him. So no matter who you are, you could be a president of the United States. But even George Bush says that after he stepped down from his presidency, for some reason, when he was a president, when he played golf with other people, he always win. But after he stepped down, people always win, always lose. That is the glory of human being. Fades away. Fades away quickly sometimes. And when it fades away, it becomes very ugly. Look at the flowers. When it fades away, you don't like to look at it second time. What is life? What is the boast about life? Psalm 90 verse 10. Psalm 90 verse 10. Psalm 90 verse 10. The days of your lives are 70 years, and if by reasons of strength they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. What is the boast of life, brother and sister? Sometimes I think that maybe I can boast about my education, but more people have better education than us. Sometimes we think that we can boast about our money, but guess what? Money comes and money goes. 3-4 years old in Silicon Valley, every month you got 30 millionaires come out from the market, but after stock market crash, a lot of people lose millions of dollars. So do you really can boast about your money? I am 40-some years old. Now I'd like to let my children know more about me. You know, what can I boast about my life? What can I share about my past to my children? The only thing I can share is about my suffering. Really, I am proud of my suffering. I live a hard life, and I really thank God for it. We have that kind of energy. That is only my boast. When I come to the United States, I am the first generation to immigrate to this country. Went into a lot of difficulties, right? I think first difficulty is language barrier, right? Maybe you hear me share about this. A lot of my friends have language barrier when they first come here. One of my friends shared that, you know, he lives in a dorm, and there's a young lady coming down to knock at his doors, and the lady, you know, he opened the door, and lady looks tall, blondie woman, I guess, blondie, yeah? And the lady was saying that, excuse me, can I have some ice cube, right? And this gentleman did not know what's going on. He simply said, I'm sorry, she's not home. Boom, door is closed, right? Do not know what she's talking about. He just want some ice cube. But she said, I'm sorry, ice cube is not home. This is how we live a life over here. I can tell my daughter that when I was in Queens College, New York City, I worked in cafeteria. I still remember that in a snowing day, I was, you know, pushing the coffee, 2 tanks of coffee, up to upper hill slopes. When I reached reached the top of that slopes, I have to stand there and panting for about 10 minutes before I can start. But I did not give up. I want to earn $5 an hour because $5 an hour is a lot to me and to my family. I boast, what can I boast? I tell my children that, you know, when your dad studied in graduate school, I work in Manhattan, restaurant, takeout, snowing day, no problem, still continue doing it. So you think about your past, what really you can be proud of yourself because you are a hardworking person. You make bread and you make bread for yourself because your family is not as rich. And then you feel like, thank God, you have that kind of strength. This is only the boast of human being, I guess. Labor and suffering. What is the definition of human being? Chapter 19, verse 3. You turn men to destruction and say, return, O children of men. Destruction, dust. Dust is the destination. Isn't that sad? Every day we live, we are one day closer to death, to bury over there in the ground. I never learned how sad it is. You know, when I was a little kid, my grandfather was sick, right? He suffered from strokes. And I told my cousin, I don't want to cry for my grandfather if my grandfather died one day, someday, if he died. I don't want to cry. Why? Because my grandfather was very mean to me. I was a little kid, right? I only know if he's good to me or he's bad to me, right? He was mean. He was he always rebuked me saying that I was a monkey. I jumped in here and jumped in there, right? I never helped my father. So when I was naughty, he used very huge, in Taiwanese we call it pian dan, no? Some people used to carry the stuff. You start to hit me, you know? I had to run. So I said, this is not my grandfather. I hate you, right? So I said, I want to cry. But when he died, we were at the cemetery place. When I look at him, his coffin, buried into the ground, oh, I cannot help it. I said, how could he be? How can a person put in a box and bury in the ground? I was about maybe 5 or 6 years old. I cannot understand it. I cry and cry and cry. How could it be? Now I'm a pastor. I join many funeral services. You know what? The saddest moment for family moment, the most unbearable moment for family member is when they see their family member get buried into that hole, returning to the dust. Nothing. He brings nothing with him. If you think about this, you know, life is short. Glory fade away. All you can boast is what? Labor. And then the destination is dust. Brother and sister, what is the purpose for you to come to this world? Why do we need to come here? Is there a purpose to live in this world? If there is no purpose to live in this world, why people invent this world? Purpose. Invent this world. Significance. Invent meaning. There must be a purpose. Must be a meaning. Must be a significance for us to come here. And what is it? I think the Bible really gives us a direction. The purpose of this life is to obtain something immortal, something lasts forever, the eternal reward. That is the purpose for us to come here. Hold on the most everlasting stuff. And guess what? The Bible introduces us that the most everlasting stuff is always something that we cannot see. And that's very sad about it, because people always look at something we can see. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporarily, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We live in a material world, brother and sister, and all we pay attention is our schoolwork, the way how people dress it, you know, what kind of food we are going to eat, what kind of house we are going to live. All what we look at is the things that can be seen. And the things that can be seen really do not last forever. The things can be seen is how people evaluate and value us, as a matter of fact. Sometimes I talk to students. Do you think that the society do not have class? I guess they do have, right? They do have. If you tell people, hey, I live in Midtown Manhattan, people say, wow, you live by Central Park? All the movie stars live, right? And if you tell people, hey, I come from East Brooklyn, say, oh, you are from East Brooklyn, right? I guess if you are from East Coast, you know what I'm saying. They judge you by where you live. They judge you by when you take out your credit card. Right? When I first graduated from college, I want to apply for a credit card. People told me that it's free, but to me, I need to pay money, $60 or $75, right? Why? Because I'm a poor student. I don't have credit. People value by who you are, what you have, what do you drive, what do you wear. People can tell that. That's why people keep pursuing after what you can see. And you too. That's why most of our children over here, especially second generation, your first generation come here to pursue for American come true. And we simply follow it. We want American dream come true. We want a big mansion. We want a swimming pool. We want to drive big cars. I guess this is human being. We pursue for what can be seen. But when you think about life again, can we really bring this to go back with us? A lot of time, we don't have time to think about this, but this is the best time, I think. What really we can bring with us? Something that you don't see with your eyes, brother and sister. For example, love. Love really lasts forever. Don't talk about eternity. Just think about your past. Is there anyone who loved you dearly? Don't you think of them a lot of times? I don't know about you, but I do. When I was a little kid, I was a lost kid, you know, I don't come back to the church. But my cousin, my little sister, who are bigger than, you know, my cousin? She was so nice to me, 4 years, 5 years older than me. Come to search for me, a lost sheep. When I was playing marble balls in the dirt, not coming back to the church, playing angapiao, you know, those kind of cards, you know, cursing all around. You know, fighting with knife. At that time, my little sister came to seek for me. Bring me back to her house. Teach me homeworks. Bring me back to the Lord. Even though we live far away, maybe she did not know it, but she's always in my mind. Why? Because the love that she has ever shown to me, I really cherish and appreciate. Such a person, wonderful person, a treasure in the bosom of the Lord, showed much love. The love in this temporary world, we always cherish it. It always buries us, with us, in our mind. Wonderful memory. But think about the love we showed it to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not only last in this temporary world, it's going to last to heavenly kingdom. A lot of people know it. Paul knows it. That's why he says that everything in this world, if you compare to Jesus Christ, everything is garbage. It won't carry it with heavenly kingdom. That's why Eliot, the 14 years old, knew it. If you read his diary, right? Sometimes my heart was aching. I mean, how can a 14 years old boy saying that, I love God, I want to serve the Lord, I want to praise him, I want to go to heaven right now. If the TDP do not have age limitation, he wants to enroll TDP right now. How could a 14 year old boy do? Think about that. Because he has gone through much in his life. Maybe his life experience is much more abundant than you guys, you know? He suffered a lot. Suffering makes people grow. They can cherish what cannot be seen, not what can be seen. Oh. Recently, we joined many funeral services. How about Elder Young's life? A lot of you know Elder Young's, right? After the funeral services, we were in a car, all the GM members. Maybe I can mention a name. Deacon Wu started to share with us. Elder Young is really a decent person. When he was 13 years old, Elder Young grabbed him aside and told him that, I know your stepmother bullied you a lot. Your stepmother do not like you. But don't worry, when you grow up, he will forget about your suffering. 13 years old. And someone showed concern to his soul. Father Sembao Lee mentioned that He almost died and he returning from death, right? Returning from hospital, Elder John Young called him every day. Every day. Not stop for one day, for 1 month. He was old. He was sick himself, yet he still showed his concern. You know, what can Elder Young bring with him? Really thank God when we go there. So many loving stories, touching stories that go with him. And I believe he, in the future, his reward is much more than every one of us over here. So brother and sister, please cherish us. Cherish what is not seen. Serving and loving. Yesterday, Brother Ye said a very interesting word. He said, serving is not an option. That is some words to me. Serving is not an option. It's something that we really got to do in our life. Oh, I really thank God for it. When I look at you, right? I notice that the fire of God and the love of God is burning greatly in some of your heart. Some of the young men, you are already determined to serve the Lord with all your life. And I really thank God for that. In the past, I worried for God's kingdom, the future of God's kingdom. But now, I don't worry about it. You know why? Because I look at the Pastor Ye's life. If you talk to Pastor Ye, how he become a pastor? Huh? The Lord keep giving him dreams. One dream, two dreams, three dreams. He cannot help it but come out to serve. So I don't worry about the kingdom of God. But I don't want some of you, maybe a few of you, miss the opportunity of to be called by the Lord, to serve the Lord. A lot of you want to serve, but maybe still a few of you do not know the right directions of life. So this is the right moment for you to think it again, adjust again. What is life? What is the purpose of life? Where are you going to? Think about it. Hopefully, because of you, the kingdom of God can continue prosperous. Everybody can enter into heaven's kingdom abundantly. So may the Lord give us this kind of understanding. May the Lord steer you, steer everyone's up. So we are going to kneel down and pray together. Please pray for Anne. He catch a cold, have a fever. Please pray for him. I think some of us over here are sick. We continue praying for them. We pray for those who still praying for Holy Spirit. We pray for our own life, meditating what is our life.